Today we are doing Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis of Masechet Brachot. We are holding two lines from the top of the page Mem Zayin Amud Beis, somewhat of a long Amud. Remember, the Mishnah was about if you eat different types of foods, some foods that if you eat together you make a Zeman on, some foods you don't have a Zeman on. What's the rule? Any food that you're allowed to eat, and you eat with three people, you make a Zeman. If you're not allowed to eat it, it's forbidden food, then you don't make a zimun, right? That was the basic rule. So now, the Mishnah said, Maaser Sheni veHekdesh Shaniftu. If you have Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh that you redeemed, what does redeemed mean? It means that you made it, that it's no longer Maaser Sheni, because you paid money for it. Now the money is Maaser Sheni. Or it's no longer Hekdesh, because you gave Hekdesh money, and the money is now Hekdesh. The food is now just plain regular food. So what's the halacha? If you eat just plain regular food, can you make a zimun? Yes, of course. Why not? That's what we always do, right? Regular food. Nothing holy about this food. So says Gemara, in fact, pshita. That is obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me that? Of course, once you redeem your Maaser Sheni, once you redeem your Hekdesh, you're allowed to make a Zeman on such food. Answers the Gemara, what's the abbreviation? Cases you redeemed it, but you didn't do it right. You did it somewhat incorrectly. Because normally, if let's say you have a truckload of Maaser Sheni, so what happens to Maaser Sheni? You're supposed to eat it only in Yerushalayim. But you don't want to schlep a truckload of Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. So instead, you exchange it for money. Money is much easier to schlep to Yerushalayim. Let's say it's $1,000 worth of Maaser Sheni. How much money do you need to exchange it for? $1,250. You have to be most of Chomesh, but Milavar, right. $1,250. Let's say you only exchange your $1,000 of Maaser Sheni for $1,000. You didn't add the $250 penalty. You only exchange it for $1,000. Does it work? So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That even though you redeemed it incorrectly, still it works. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's that the chomesh is not going to prevent the redemption from working, and that's why this food is considered permissible food. So main point number one, redeeming Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh counts even if you fail to be mosiv chomesh, even if you fail to add 25%. You fail to add the 25% penalty. And then the Mishnah said, "Hashamash sha'achol kazayis." You're eating meal. Someone and the waiter joins you and eats a kazayis of food with you. You can combine him. You can count him toward your zimun. Says Gemara, "Pshita." Of course you can. He's eating with you. If he's eating with you, isn't it obvious that you can count him toward your zimun? No, come on. You can't do this every day. If he's eating, what? If he's eating with you, it's obvious that you can count him toward a zimun. So it says, no, ma'al detema shamish lo kava. I might have thought that the shamish is not considered to be kavua there, he's not considered to be set there, and therefore he cannot be counted. Kamash mlan. Therefore it tells me that yes, he can be counted. Good. Va'kuti mizamnin alav. And a kuti can count toward a zimun as well. What's a kuti? So the kuti people. And what do we know about that? They converted to Judaism.
But we're not sure.
Their conversion was questionable. We're not sure if they were Gerei Arayos, they only converted because they were afraid of the lions attacking them, or they are Gerei Emes. What does Gerei Emes mean?
Actual
real Gerim. And in general, they were found to be lacking in their observance of mitzvos. How so? In what way were they lacking? They observed certain things, but not others. What did they observe? What did they not observe? So they observed Torah Shebichsav, they did not observe Torah Shebal Peh. So says the Gemara, wait a second, how can you count a kuti toward a zimun? Amai, why should they count toward a zimun? Lo yehei ala ama aretz. Even if their conversion is good, at best, they're an ama aretz. And an ama aretz, v'tanya, we learn in Brisa, ein mezamin ala ama aretz. You're not allowed to be mezamin with an ama aretz. You're not allowed to count an ama aretz toward a zimun. Really? Do you have to like give someone a bechina when you're sitting at breakfast in DRS and you're eating your bagels and the bell rings to indicate that class has started already? So you start thinking about benching soon, right? So you look around the table and you start thinking, wait a second, do we have a zimun? So you have to give everyone a bechina? Did you understand? Sure, yesterday. If you didn't, then now I'd be mezamin with an ama aretz. So says Tosfos on the top Tosfos. Nowadays we don't care. We're not careful about that. But the Gemara assumes that we are careful. The Gemara assumes that we count an Am Haaretz. So says the Gemara. So how can we count the Kuti? Kuti is no better than an Am Haaretz. So Abayi Amar B'Kuti Chaver. Abayi says, well, maybe we're talking about a Kuti who's actually Talmud Chacham. So he is better than Am Haaretz. Rava Amar Afilu Tema B'Kuti Am Haaretz. Rava says we could even say we're talking about a Kuti Am Haaretz. Wait, but I thought an Am Haaretz is no good. V'achaba Am Haaretz D'Rabbanan D'Pligi Alei D'Rabbi Meir Askinan. It all depends on how you define Am Haaretz, because we find that there's a Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Meir about how to define Am Haaretz. D'Tanya, the Braisa says, Ezu Am Haaretz, what is the definition of Am Haaretz as far as this halach is concerned? Kol She'eino Ochel Chulav B'Tara D'Rabbi Meir. Rameir holds, if it's someone who isn't careful, that even his regular food, not truma, not agdish, regular food is tahar. Is there a halacha that your regular food has to be tahar? No such halacha. But it's a special chumrah, and if you don't observe that chumrah, you know what we call you, according to Rameir? Am Haaretz. The Chum momrim, kol she'eino ma'aser peiros of karatui. The Chum say, no, you know what an Am Haaretz is? Someone who doesn't take maestros properly. That's an Am Haaretz. Someone who doesn't take maestros properly is an Am Haaretz. Do kutim take maestros? Yes. Why? Because it's pasuk in the Torah. V'hani kutai yasuri ma'asri. And these kutim take maestros. Kedechazi, like they're supposed to. Why do they take maestros? The b'may dechsev baraisa, Mr. Zihiri. Because they are exceptionally careful about things that it says in the Torah. The Amar Mar, because we learned, kol mitzvah shechziku ba kutim, any mitzvah that the kutim latch onto, harbe metaktikin ba yosem Yisrael. They're more careful about those mitzvahs than the rest of us are. Meaning they may ignore all Torah Shebal Peh, but oh man, when it comes to the Torah Shebichsav, they are super duper cautious and careful about it. So main point number two, a Kuti Am Haaretz can count toward a Zimun as long as he takes Maestros. As long as he's careful about Maestros. So now, once we mentioned Am Haaretz, we're going to talk a little bit about the definition of Am Haaretz. We're going to have multiple opinions about how to define Am Haaretz. Talking about an Ezu Am Haaretz. What is an Am Haaretz? So, opinion number one. Kol Shein Akor Kriyash Ma'arvitz V'Shachris Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Someone who does not recite Kriya Shema twice daily. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol She'enu Maniach Tefillin. What's an Am Haaretz? Anyone who doesn't wear Tefillin. Ben Azai Omer, Kol She'en Lo Tzitzis Bebigdo. Someone who doesn't have Tzitzis on his Begad. It doesn't say he doesn't wear Tzitzis. Kol She'enu Lovish. It means that he's wearing a Begad that requires Tzitzis, four corners, and he doesn't put Tzitzis on it. That's an Am Haaretz. Rabbi Nosson Omer, fourth possibility, Kol Shein Lo Mezuzah Al Pischo. He doesn't have a mezuzah on his doorway. Rabbi Nosson Mar Yosef Omer, Kol Sheyesh Lo Banim Ve'Eino Megadlam LeTalmud Torah. Fifth possibility, he has sons, but he doesn't raise them for Talmud Torah. He doesn't teach them to learn. Acherim Omerim, then sixth and final possibility, Afilu Kara Vishana. Even if he learns Tanakh and he learns Mishnah. So if you're going to say three things, there's Tanakh, there's Mishnah, and there's, right? There's Gemara. But what does it say? Velo shimesh talmidei chachamim, and he doesn't do shimush talmidei chachamim, which we normally think means serve talmidei chachamim. Says Rashi, that's not what it means in this context, because it's obvious in this context that shimesh talmidei chachamim means who? Hagemara. It means he doesn't learn Gemara. A guy learns Tanakh, he learns Mishnah, he doesn't learn Gemara. Hareza Am Haaretz. Such a person is an Am Haaretz. Amar Rav Huna halacha kacheru. We paskin like Acherim, that such a person is in fact an Am Haaretz. Okay. We gotta look it up.
Does that mean that all Ketanim, or that most Ketanim are Am Haaretz?
Well, Ketanim don't count toward your Zeman anyway, although we'll get to it, maybe they can, toward the end of the Amud.
Yeah, no, but just overall.
For what halacha? With regards to what?
Just overall.
I mean,
like, we're asking what is an Am Haaretz?
Yeah, what is an Am Haaretz? But when we say Am Haaretz, we're talking about a halachic term. It has nafkaminas halacha. Can you trust him for chumas and maestros? So in general, ketanim you don't trust for mitzvos in general, because they're right till they become gadol. We assume they don't have nemanos. Rami Bar Chama lo azman alei derav Menashe bar Tachlifa. Rami Bar Chama wouldn't count Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa toward a zimun. Tani Sifra v'Sifri v'Hilchsa. He learned Sifra v'Sifri and Hilchsa, but he didn't learn Gemara, as far as Rabbi Bar Chama knew. So Kinach Nafshe de Rabbi Bar Chama. When Rabbi Bar Chama died, Amar Rava. Rava said, Lo Nach Nafshe de Rabbi Bar Chama el Dulazman Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa. Rabbi Bar Chama died because he didn't count Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa toward a Zimun. Generally speaking, we're not in the business of explaining why people died, you know, which sins they died. It could be that this was a compliment. Why could this have been a compliment? The only thing that could have possibly been something, a sin that he would have died for, is that he didn't count Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa. You're doing pretty good if that's your only sin, that he didn't count Rabbi Menashe Bar Tachlifa for his zimun. But anyway, so that's what Rava said. So I asked the Gemara, but what did he do wrong? Vatanya Achirim Amra Filu Karavishan Avol Shem Shalmidicham Mareiz Amaretz. I thought if you don't learn Gemara, you're not Amaretz. So wasn't he right in not counting him? Says Gemara, no. Shaini Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa Demashmiluhu LeRabbanan. No, Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa was different because he actually did learn Gemara. V'Rabbi Bar Chama Udlo Daka Basrei. Rabbi Bar Chama just didn't do his research. He didn't know that Rav Menashe Bar Tachlifa learned Gemara. Or you could say that anyone who is able to repeat a shir they heard from others also counts as a Talmud Chacham. Even though he's not a great Bal Mechadesh, but he knows how to repeat a shir that he heard from other people, that also counts as a Talmud Chacham. So point number three, an Amah Aretz does not count toward a Zimun. Six opinions what an Amah Aretz is, and we paskin it's anyone who doesn't learn Gemara. Then the Mishnah had said, Ochal Tevel. If a person eats Tevel, if a group eats Tevel, they cannot make a Zimun. What is Tevel? Right, no Trumas and Maisers were taken from it. So that's forbidden food. Can't make a Zimun. Says Gemara, Tevel Pshita. Isn't that obvious that you can't make a Zimun? It's very forbidden. So Gemara says, Lo Tshicha B'Tevel Tavel Mi D'Rabbanon. We're talking about something that was only obligated in Shabbos Maisas on a Drabbanon level to begin with. Hechi Dami, what's something that's only obligated on a Drabbanon level? Ba'atzit she'eno nakuv. It's growing in an unperforated flower pot. What does that mean? It's not growing in the ground. Not only is it not growing in the ground, it's not even growing in a flower pot that has holes at the bottom that somehow connects it to the ground. It's growing in a standalone flower pot. So that's not really growing in Eretz Yisrael. It's only chayiv and maisos mi de rabbanan.
Grow in water also.
What?
Grow stuff in water now.
Okay.
So that
is it in the ground? Is the water connected to the ground? So then it wouldn't be chayiv.
The source of the water might be the ground, but.
Okay, but then midaraisa wouldn't be chayiv. Yeah.
So an amaretz doesn't count towards a zimun, but we said that a kuti amaretz does if he takes a maisos.
That akuti, that's if you define Ama Aretz like the Chacham, like the Rabbanim. Right. Maiser Rishon. Then we said Maiser Rishon that you didn't take Truma from, also no good. So it says Mar Pshita, obviously it's no good. You didn't take Truma from it. Lo Tzricha Kigon Shekdimo Bekri. Now the case was, you took Maiser Rishon before Truma Gedola was separated while it was in the silo. So Mal Detema, you might have thought Kedamle Rav Papa Abaye, like Rav Papa said to Abaye yesterday, that would still be okay. Kamash Mal Kedushanile. So comes teach us no, like Abaye answered to Rav Papa that's not okay. Only if you took it so early that it was still what?
It was still in the stalks.
In the stalks. Only then is it okay. But if you took it while it was in the silo already, not okay. Maaser Sheni. Then we said that Maaser Sheni that you have redeemed. That you have not redeemed properly, that you have not redeemed, you cannot make a Zimun on, because it's usher to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Says Mar Pshita, isn't that also obvious? You're eating forbidden food. So Lo Tzricha Sheniftu V'lo Niftu Kilchasan. No, the case is, you tried to redeem it, but you redeemed it incorrectly. So incorrectly that it didn't work. Now, what did we learn already? If you redeem it without adding a Chomesh, without adding the penalty, it does work. So now we must be talking about a case where you redeemed it so poorly that it doesn't even work. It doesn't even work. Like what? Maaser Sheni Gon Shapado Al Gabe Asimon. Maaser Sheni would be where you redeem it on an Asimon. You know what an Asimon is? It used to be in Israel. They used to have by payphones. There used to be such things as payphones before cell phones. And whenever you needed to make a phone call in a public place, you'd find a payphone. So in America, they had a great system. You would put a dime or a quarter, later on a quarter, into the phone. And quarters are things that you had because it was money, right? In Israel, they didn't think of that brilliant system. So instead, they made separate coins that can only be used for phones, called an asimon. So very convenient. Why do they call it an asimon? Because an asimon means a coin that doesn't have George Washington or like Golda Meir, you know, imprinted on it. No tsura, no image on it. Just a flat coin. So these asimonim didn't have any tsura on it. When you are poda meiser sheni, when you redeem meiser sheni, you have to redeem it for money that has an image on it. You can't use just, you know, flat sheets of metal. So if
you can't
redeem it with the value. Right, exactly. So if you use the flat sheet of metal, something like that, an asimon, no good. Rachmana Omar, the Torah says, "V'tzarta kesef biyadecha," which teaches us kesef sheyesh alav tzura, that you need to use money that has an actual tzura, that has an actual image on it. How do you mess up being mechalal hegdish? Hegdish shechil al gabe karka. The way to really mess up being mechalal hegdish is instead of exchanging it for money, you exchange it for karka, for land. V'lo padu b'kesef, and you didn't use money. V'rachmana amar v'nosna kesef v'kom lo. The Torah says when you're being padu hegdish, you have to specifically use money. So main point number four. If you redeem Meiser Sheni on a coin with no image, or hegdish on land, it does not work. Meiser Sheni on a coin with no image, or hegdish on land, it does not work. You exchange it for land, it does not work. Then the Mishnah said, "Vasham shachal pachas mikzayis." If the waiter eats less than a kazayis, so he does not count toward the zimun. Says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious? So I did tanereisha kazayis, tanasev pachas mikzayis. This one we say, yeah, it is kind of obvious. It's just we're trying to keep everything parallel. So since we said initially that if he does eat a kazayis, it counts. So we mentioned over here that if he doesn't eat a kazayis, it doesn't count. Vanachri ein mizamnin alav. Cannot count a goy toward a zimun. So says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious? That, right, you can't count a non-Jew toward a zimun? No, we're talking about someone who's in the middle of converting. What do you have to do to convert? Three requirements of conversion. Good. Mila. Tevila. Another big one. Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We always ask them, do you accept all the mitzvahs as binding? And right? We normally ask them that while they're in the mikveh, as they're about to dip. And they have to do Kabbalah's mitzvahs mamish right then. But you don't do Mila right then, because it's very dangerous. We just converted some guy a few months ago who was not circumcised previously. So he had to go for a Mila. You can't tovel him right away. Why can't you tovel him right away? It's dangerous. He needs time to recuperate. So he got his Mila. Then like a month later, he went to the mikveh. 3 weeks later, he went to the mikveh. So what if he got his Mila but not the Tevila yet? Is he a Jew? No, so that's what the chiddush is over here. That hakamay askin beger shemol v'lo taval. He's a ger who did mila but not tevila. He's not a ger until he does both. The kamad v'lo taval nachrihu. As long as he didn't tovel yet, he's still a guy. Nashim avadim ketanim ein mezam naleim. Then we said women, children, servants cannot count toward a zimun. Amrav Yosi katan hamutal ba'arisa mezam nalev. If a child is in a bassinet, that's good enough. You can count him toward a zimun. What? That's a tiny little baby, right? Vatna, nashim avadim ketanim ein mezamnin aleihem. You're not allowed to count a baby. Says Mar Hu Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi. He must be similar to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, afal pisha amru katan amutal ba'arisa ein mezamnin alav. Even though we said that a baby cannot count toward a zimun, avol osin oso snif la'asara. He can be your 10th man for a minion for benching. If you have 9 men for minion for benching and a baby,
does that work for a minion and shul?
Oh, does that work for a minion and shul? Let's see a little bit further and then we'll have an idea.
Don't some say that if you're just holding like a
safer. Oh, holding a safer. Let's see a little further. Vam Rabbi Shobba Levi, Tisha ve'eved mitstarfin. 9 men and an eved combined for a minion. Mesa asked the Gemara, is that true that 9 men and an Evan counts? How then do you make sense of the following story? Mesa, Rabbi Lazar, Shnichlas Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Lazar once came into Shul and they did the Hoshia Samecha thing, right? They started counting. Do we have a minion? Do we not have a minion? Vilo Matza Asara. They didn't have a minion. But luckily, Rabbi Eliezer had his slave, his servant, Vishichrar Avdo. So he freed his servant. And what happens to an Eved Kanani when you free him? He becomes a Jew. So now they had a minion. Vishli Malah Asara. They had a minion. What does it sound like? Before freeing him, they don't have a minion. It's only once you freed him that you had a minion. Shikhar in, lo shikhar lo. But I thought we just said that if you have nine regular Jews or whatever, that it is good. So why did Rabbi Eliezer have to free a servant if a servant counts toward a minion? So the Gemara gives a kind of obvious answer. It doesn't say how many Jews there were there. Trey, it's strichu, shikhar chad v'nafik v'chad. They must have had eight regular Jews. They must have had eight regular Jews and two avadim. So what do they have to do in order to make a minion? Free one of the avadim, and then the other, because you can only count one avid toward a minion. You can't count more than one. Ask the Gemara of Hechi Avad Hachi, just parenthetically, how was Rabbi Lazar allowed to do this? Free an avid? Vam Rav Yudah, didn't Rav Yudah teach us, kol ha-meshachrer avdo, if you free an avid over ba'asei, it's a violation of a mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, le'ol b'em tavodu, you have to keep him an avid forever. So you're not allowed to free him. It's an Isidoraisa. How is he allowed to violate an Isidoraisa? And the Gemara Ledvar Mitzvah Shaini. Well, no, there was a good excuse. He needed the Eved for a mitzvah. So he was allowed to free him because he needed him for a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. There's a term for that. Are you allowed to do Averos to enable you to do mitzvos? No. You're allowed to steal matzah so that you can have matzah for the sake? No. What do we call that? Mitzvah Bavavera. Ask the Gemara, Mitzvah Bavavera. That's no good. You can't free an Eved just so you can have a minion. Ask the Gemara, Mitzvah to Rabim Shaini. You can if it's a mitzvah derabim. What's a mitzvah derabim? For the masses, for the tzibur. Wait a second. What do you? Right, but to make the tzibur. What do you need a minion for? What kind of mitzvah?
Kriyasa
Torah. Is that a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah derabim? Generally, derabim. Freeing a slave. Is it d'oraisa or is it derabim? D'oraisa. Wow, so quite a chiddush. You're allowed to free a slave in violation of a daraisa to enable you to do a mitzvah derabim derabanan. Unless you say, so now say a trier, unless you say they were freeing him for... Come on, you were just about to say, kriya satara, daraisa derabanan. But, unless they were freeing him for parsha zachar, which is daraisa. So that's what the Rosh points out over here, and Tosus points out as well. Earlier in the Sunday. V'amar Rabbi Shulban Levi. Lolim Yashmad on Beis HaKnesses, a person should always come early to shul, kidei sheyizke v'yimne masara rishonim. So you could be one of the first 10. Shafilu mea ba'im achrav. Because even if 100 people come after you, kibel olav schar kulam. You get the reward of all of them. You take all the reward. Ask the Gemara, schar kulam salkadaitach? That's not fair. They don't get reward for coming. You get to steal all the reward? No, we don't mean that like they don't get the reward. It means you get as much reward as all the rest of them. Amar Rav Huna, here's a wild one. Tisha v'aron mitstarfin. Nine Jews and the Aron Kodesh, a box, can count toward a minion. Amar Le Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asks somewhat incredulously, v'aron gavrahu? What does that mean? The Aron's a person? Elam Rav Huna Tisha Nirin Ka'asara Mitzarif. No, what we mean is nine people that look like a minion can be Mitzarif.
Oh, we mentioned that earlier.
If they look like a minion, what does it mean they look like a minion? Sa'ami Lakim Michnafi, some say when they're bunched up together, you can't tell and it will look like it's 10 people. Varmi Lakim Mivadri, some say, no, the best way to make it look like a minion is spread them out a little bit. Amar Rabbi Ami, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitstarfin. Two people plus Shabbos are mitstarfin. Amar Rav Nachman, v'Shabbos gavruhu? Is Shabbos a person? Ella Amar Rabbi Ami, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim ha-mechadin ze ba'alacha mitstarfin. If you have two people who are Talmidei Chachamim and they keep each other sharp with halachic discourse or discussions, they're mitstarfin. Machvi Rav Chis said, yeah, you know, like Kigon Anov Rav Sheshes, like me and Rav Sheshes. Machvi Rav Sheshes made a motion, Kigon Anov Rav Chista, you know, like me and Rav Chista. Great minds think alike. Okay, the sugi goes on, we'll continue tomorrow, but someone raised the question, what about the kid holding the Chumash, right? Take a look quickly. Tosfos on Memchas Amar Aleph, the second to last skinny line. Look what Tosfos says. Second last skinny line. V'yesh mitzarfin katan l'tfila rak sheyehei chumish biyada. As long as he's holding a chumish, some people count a katan. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what I think about this? Diminik shtosu. That is ridiculous. V'kiyechi damru atu aron gavruhu hachanami atu chumish gavruhu. Same question we ask. Is an aron a person or is a chumish a person? So you would think, okay, so we got to reject it, right? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Hey, Siv Dalin. Yesh matirin lomar davar shabakdusha betisha v'tzeiruv katan shu yosin ben sheish v'yodeh l'mim spalin. Some say you can count a katan. And then the Ramah says, then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'lo nir in tivrayim, look at all the aposkim, most poskim reject it. Says the Ramah, v'afilu al yidei chumash abiyado in l'tzarfa. Even if he's holding chumash, no good. But then the Ramah says, Miu yesh nog in the hakel b'shasat chak. There are those that have a minug to be makel b'shasat chak, to let a kid hold the chumash and count that toward a minion. Oh, what do we define as shasat chak? Very good. The Mishnah Brura, by the way, says, ubizmanenu noagim letzarif katan al yidei chumash abiyadam. Now we do it. Then he says, but a lot of other gedolei achronim don't. But it's not like a cut and dry, you know, definitely no. Yeah, in New York, you don't do it. In, Idaho, you know, when you're the Chabad in South Dakota, or whatever, right? So you might do it. I think if you speak to people who grew up in very small communities, they'll often tell you that they do. There's a Shaila in Poskim. If you hold you're not allowed to do it, and you're in the shul, and you're one of nine, and you see they're about to do it, you have a chiv to leave. To stop them from this travesty.
But if you leave them, they're not going to have a minion.
Right. But if you hold, if you stay, they're not going to have a minion.
But if it's not your seed word, don't right, but if I your seed
word. Oh, okay, good. So there's a big discussion in the postgame. It's a big discussion in the postgame. But anyway, so it's far from a decided thing. So what's a Shasan Chag? Shasan Chag is definitely not, if you're in the Young Israel of Woodmere and you're at the 7th of 12 consecutive minyanim that happen every half hour or whatever, that and you only have 9, that say, okay, let's just give a kid. You could wait a half hour. That would not be a shot. Or even if there's a minyan down the block, even if you have to walk all the way to Rabbi Rol Bag Shul, even that would not qualify as a shasav tam.
What about in our place that only has one minyan a night or something like that?
So it could be that if you're